Today, all of us from Vrindavan, we went to Lovan, where Krishna Lord Gangasur, demon was killed by him, and here also he had his boat pastime. Then we went to Rawal, where Radhikaji took birth at the banks of the river Yamuna. In the morning, Vishwanu Maharaj picked her up from the lotus flower and brought her to that place. Then we went to Brahman Ghat, after Brahman Ghat, we went to Nandagavan, Charasikamba. Then you went to Dauji. There, about Gopal. And from medical division, there was Maharaj to give me the chapter, second chapter. Father Maharaj will speak about Gokul. This is a bit of transmitter. You can't make up a chip. It's not working properly. Second transmitter. Transmitter. Oh. Thanks. Samarani Didi. Can you hear me with this transmitter?
Okay.
Huh? They are telling second word is better. How do I make a decision? Can you hear me? This is better.
The first one was better.
Why they were complaining? Okay. Bandh ho gaya?
Krishna,
So, Yesterday I told if one follows Uttama Bhakti, then just in the beginning, at the stage of Shraddha, all his flesh, all disturbances, obstacles are removed from his life, and all sorts of auspiciousness, happiness, bliss he attains. Yesterday I also described avidya, asmita, rag, dvesh, avinivesh. Now, again there are some clays, disturbances, which are destroyed in the beginning of the bhakti, like Tarab, Rur or the and Beach. Now try to understand. In the past lives, all the sinful activities collected, which you have to suffer in this life, or in the previous lives, whatever sins we have committed, in this life you have to suffer whatever we are suffering, happiness or enjoyment, whatever we are suffering, this is called Tarab. Tarab. In previous past lives which are collected, assimilated, which you have not started suffering the reaction to yet, they are called aparam. Roop. Very subtle sense. The seed of sin, the desire to commit sin, sinful desire, which you will suffer reactions to in the future life, that is called rule, top, and the beach. In our minds, we have decided something, desired something, that I will kill such and such person, or we will commit some illicit activity here. I will commit some sinful activity. These sinful thoughts come in mind, then it converts to activities, acts. This is the beginning of the sense, first desire, and then it turns to the act itself. In the beginning of bhakti, when bhakti started, even the desire to commit sinful act is thrown far away from the heart. This desire to commit sin, it remains deep inside, and in the appropriate or opportune moment, by the desire of Bhagawan as Sarad, you have to suffer their sinful reactions. Those jivas who are turned away from the Lord, Bahirmukh, avidya gives birth to vasana, desires. Avidya, what we describe, to consider impure to be pure, or that which is temporary to be eternal, to consider troubles to be happiness, to consider the bodily relations to be belong to oneself. These are all avidya, ignorance. From avidya, avidya gives birth to vasana, desires. Then he has to take on the bodies to fulfill these desires. He has to take birth as trees, animals, insects, and human beings, or a demigod, mountain. Trees, etc., other species, the demigods, these species, plants, beepers, etc., they are not karmayoni. They are just suffering or enjoying. Like a dog, he bites something, someone. This is not karma. He will not have to suffer. But one who hits the dog, he will have to suffer the reactions. Even so, even somebody kills a mosquito. The mosquito bites you, it is not performing any karma. But if you kill a mosquito, you will have to suffer the reactions. This is karma. Our Goswamis, what they were doing, sleep in a mosquito net, don't kill them. If it enters inside, throw it out of the net, don't kill it. So what about cockroaches? Not this time. Good thing, don't this time. Avidya, ignorance, asmita, the five types of flesh. The sarap comes from what we described. May it be sadhan bhakti, may it be raganuga or vedi bhakti. By following it,
these are all removed far away. And whatever auspicious qualities are there, which are favorable to bhakti, they manifest in one's heart. That is why sadhana bhakti is considered as klesha agni. Not clear? When sadhana is performed in bhakti, klesha are removed far, but we see that we enjoy as well as suffer. So it means the klesha have not gone away, the obstacles. What does it mean? How do we reconcile? It is gradual. Gradually that they are removed. Not immediately all of the reactions is removed. It is being removed in our lives. They are so subtle that we cannot even understand how they are being removed. We eat. We get nourished with every morsel that we eat. But when we eat completely, then we understand, not in the middle we can understand that we are being satisfied with every morsel that we eat. Some people are such that still their obstacles are not removed. Flesh is not removed because their bhajan is not pure. They have other desires in their heart with that. They are performing their bhajan. Like parikrama is being performed for bhakti. To visit the past and places of the Lord, we are visiting all these places. Day and night we are hearing Harikatha of the Lord. Yeah. But some people are such still who have come here to make boyfriends or girlfriends. If If I will see somebody making boyfriends or girlfriends, I will catch them by the ear and throw them out. I will not let them go in parikram. May it be a boy or a girl. I know who are they. Don't want to keep their names, just want to keep it confidential. Let the girls be there. They have not come here in this.
I know them.
Which we have not yet tasted, but we will taste it.
Mosquito bites Gurudev, what should we do?
So we're just going to know that even though we have no money from it, it's not.
Never is a long time. मेरे को डायरी नहीं मांगते, मेरे को चेक मांग रहे हैं। डायरी की करेंगे In Srimad Bhagavat also, it has been said like this. These words. Sanat Kumar is saying these words to Prithu Maharaj, O King, the saintly persons, the Vaishnavas, meditating on the effulgence of the toenails of the Vaishnava, that ahankar, pride, is destroyed completely, shattered to pieces like Nirusheshwadis are not able to do such an act, even by falling deep austerity. Devotee is also saying similar words to Kapiladevi, O Bhagwan, by hearing your names, those persons who are a person, even though he may be a dog eater, but he also becomes worshipable just like.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.
All these should be thrown far away, these prarabdha, food, bija, etc., all these. But it is seen sometimes that Bhagwan deliberately, he makes them suffer their prarabdha karma so that they may develop humility, to increase their humility. They are not suffering. They are not suffering from karma. Prarabdha, food, meat, etc. is destroyed, and simultaneously those qualities which are going to help him in bhakti develop in one and help him in bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Krishna Chakur Chakur is saying here. He is describing about the qualities of a devotee. First, he develops renunciation towards the. They don't have any desires. Naturally, they don't have desires to commit any sinful acts. By their senses, they enjoy the naam, roop, lila, etc. of the Lord. That is why their material suffering should be destroyed, but still it is seen in some cases. Then we should not see that they are suffering because of karma. It is Bhagwan's mercy to develop humility in him. Bhagwan is helping him. All these qualities are symptoms of a Vaishnava. Reading. The devotee is merciful, magnanimous. Seeing others suffer, his heart melts. If somebody is inimical towards him, he doesn't react equally. Duryodhan, he was inimical towards the Pandavas, but Yudhishthira Maharaj is always. If Duryodhan doesn't leave his nature, Yudhishthira Maharaj also does not leave his nature. The more he is torturing, the more he is tolerating. All the time, he speaks truth. The supreme truth is the Lord, and he is the origin of all truth, Krishna. So that's why he worships Krishna, because he is the essence of all truth. He has no faults. Dhanyai, very magnanimous. Mridu, very sweet. His behavior is very sweet. He always speaks sweetly, sweet word. Suchi, always pure. Externally and internally. attention, except for that helping him in Krishna Bhakti, he has no possessions. Like Roop, Sanatan, etc. They have no possessions. Sarvukarak. They are giving benefit, bringing benefit to all. They never criticize anyone. Shant, peaceful. Always taking the shelter of Krishna. Atam. Have no desires. They have all good qualities in them. They have no desires for their glories. Very sweet. Their speech is very sweet. Amani. Very sober. They are poets. Artistic. Krishna Sharan is the base of all the fundament, origin of all this. If they don't take the shelter of Krishna, then all the qualities, if they remain, they have no meaning. And if they are surrendered to Krishna, that is why these qualities are there, decorating them, are their ornaments. Mayavadis, they may have all these qualities, but because they do not take the shelter of Krishna, that's why all these qualities are useless for them. Translation.
Of Bargaining with Gurudev. The bargaining. Gurudev is saying 6:30 is 5:30. Okay, 6.
Ha ha ha.
Gurudev raising his hand for United States.
Thank you very much.